A very good afternoon to our listeners. I invite you at this hour of 31 minutes after the hour of 14 to our program. My role as a voter, or my vote, my responsibility. I am Lucas Kalua Pakatenda, and I will bring you the program for the next 58 minutes, so that together we can think about the process of democratization of our country, especially through the process of elections. And all these days we were delving into the electoral law to help us understand necessary provisions and what is it that our role shall be in terms of what is expected of when it comes to elections. So I now would like us to carry on with our programs, but allow me to put myself in order just in a few minutes.
The Voters Education Program is proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. The Voters Education Program is proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.
Fantastic. Welcome to our program. Then we will kind of give you a review of what we discussed last time. In other words, last week. Last week, we discussed the conduct of elections in terms of Part 5, Section 63 of the Electoral Act Number 5 of the year 2014, where we heard that elections is either for the president, who must be elected in terms of Article 29, 1A, and read with Article 57, 2 of the Namibian Constitution, or and four members of the National Assembly, not all, but four election of the members of the National Assembly, who must be elected in terms of Article 50 of the Namibian Constitution, and consideration of Article 57. In other words, you take Article 57 and you read it with Article 50 of the Namibian Constitution on the date within a, whatever the case may be. And we have also spoken about Section 80 of the Regional Councils Act, and also Section 8 of the Local Authorities Act, and in terms of casual vacancy, we have also regarded that in terms of the law. What therefore you need to know is that election is done in terms of the law. And we have also spoken about when there is a vacancy which has not happened so far in Namibia, what is the procedure of electing whatever happens for either a president or local authority, regional councils, councillors, in case of a casual vacancy by death or by resignation or by removal from office and so forth and so on, by whoever has sponsored that candidate to be the regional councillor or to be the president. So the determination of the submission of nomination of candidates and polling days for the elections. We have also mentioned these things, and hereby allow me to repeat that if general or by-elections to take place in accordance with Section 63, the President may, by proclamation in the Gazette, make known in case of any such election for the President of the National Assembly in respect of Namibia, for any member of any regional council in respect of each constituency in respect of which the election is to take place, for any member of the local authority council in respect of the local authority area in respect of which election is to take place. So when election is to be determined, the President, then following the law, shall, by proclamation, make it known in the Government Gazette that we need to do elections for one, President and National Assembly, regional councillors, and local authority councillors. A date determined by the President upon the recommendation of the commission upon which the submission of the nomination of candidates must take place, and at the place at which it must so take place. So the reason why I am trying to make this clear is to think carefully that in terms of elections, several stakeholders have to play their part. Several people, by virtue of their offices, have to take their part. And you as a citizen, it's good to know who should do what, and more importantly, what yourself should do in terms of the law. Okay, so if the President announces there will be election on this date for these reasons, for presidential, for National Assembly, for regional councils, and for local authorities, the President has done his part, whether he was in advised by the commission, as is the... Very good afternoon. At least I have made it to the program, and we have somewhat spent the past 30 minutes in a different approach, but here we are. We will be kicking off our weekly program on voters' role, my vote, my choice, and this is going to be a live program. I was delayed by a situation beyond my control, and I came really running safely. To make sure that we pick up from where we left. This program is your famous program. It's your favorite program, sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation. And this program is brought to you by Eagle FM. I will be your presenter, as usual. And my name is Lucas Kaluapa Katenda, and I would be happy as we continue to talk about issues pertaining to elections. That being said, allow me to open my documents, and from there we will go on.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727.
Right. Without wasting more time, I would like us to kick off with part one of the Local Authorities Act. Remember what we have done in the last episode. We introduced ourselves to the Regional Councils Act, Regional Councils Act. And we said before we go to the Local Authorities Act, the Local Authorities Act is found in the Article 111 of the Namibian Constitution as amended. And the local authorities in this sub-article 1 shall be established in accordance with the provision of Article 102 thereof. The boundaries of the local authorities' election shall local councils to administer the affairs of local authorities. The method of electing persons to the local authority council. The methods of raising revenue for the local authorities. The remuneration of local authority councils and all other matters dealing with or incidental to the administration and the functioning of local authorities shall be determined by Act of Parliament. Persons shall be qualified to vote in elections for local authority councils if such persons have been resident within the jurisdiction of a local authority for not less than 1 year immediately prior to such elections, and if such persons are qualified to vote in elections for the National Assembly. Different provisions may be made by the Act of Parliament referred to in sub-article 2 hereof in regard to types of local authorities. All bylaws or regulations made by local authorities pursuant to powers vested in them by Act of Parliament shall be tabled in the National Assembly and shall cease to be a force if a resolution to that effect is passed by the National Assembly. So local authorities are established, as we know, by the provision of Chapter 12 in Article 102 of the Namibian Constitution, and then 111 of the Namibian Constitution stipulates what local authorities should look like. But he said all the information now, all nitty-gritties, anything related to such local authorities or local government shall be determined and shall be defined and shall be stipulated by the Act of Parliament. And therefore, we have Local Authorities Act number 23 of 1992 as also amended. Now, that Act number 23 of 1992 in part 1 reads as follows. These things help us to understand the place of local authority within the legal framework of Namibia. We have seen that regional councils are also a legal matter. Local authorities are also a legal matter. And for the purpose of the local government, as contemplated in Chapter 12 of the Namibian Constitution, which we have just read, there shall be local authorities or local councils in respect of municipalities, towns, and villages. So we have three. Municipalities, towns, and the villages. And I think this is before any amendment was inserted, if there is anything. So the areas of which are declared under Section 3 or deemed to have been so declared. Subject then to the provisions of this section, the president may from time to time by proclamation in the Gazette establish any area specific in such a specified in such proclamation as the area of local authority, declare such area to be municipality, a town, or a village under the name specified in such proclamation. The president shall not declare any area referred in subsection 1 to be a municipal unless an approved township exists in such area. It is municipal council will, in opinion of the president, be able to exercise and perform the powers and the duties and functions and conferred and imposed upon municipal council in terms of the provisions of this act to pay out of its own funds its debts incurred in the exercise and the performance of such powers, duties and functions to comply with all its other liabilities and obligations so incurred. That is now in case of a municipality. A town cannot be declared unless an approved township exists in such area or town exists in such area with which in his or her opinion complies with the requirements of an approved township. It is town council will, in the opinion of the president, be able to exercise and perform the powers, duties and functions conferred and imposed upon town council in terms of the provisions of this act, and to pay whether with or without any financial or other assistance by government of Namibia or any regional council out of its funds, its debts incurred in the exercise and performance of such powers, duties and functions, to comply whether with or without any such assistance with all its other liabilities and obligations so incurred. And no village must be so declared as a village council unless it consists of a community which, in the opinion of the president, is in need of services which are required to be rendered or may be rendered in terms of the provisions of this act or by a village council. And its village council will, in the opinion of the president, be able to exercise and perform whether with or without any assistance by government of the Republic of Namibia or any regional council or other local authority council, the powers and duties and functions conferred imposed upon a village council in terms of provision of this act. So without wasting so much of your time, I can only say in part one, namely section 2, we are dealing with the determination and establishment of local authority councils. We have the municipalities, we have the towns, and we have the villages. The terms of references of these three forms of local authorities in Namibia are different one from another in terms of the composition, the budget, and so forth and so on. That's why sometimes you will think that in some town councils you need 7 people, some you need 9, some you need 5. So it depends whether it's a municipality, it's a town council, it's a village council. Okay. So now concerning the elections, it says before we come to the election, it continues in subsection 3A. If the area of any township or village management area established or purporting to have been established by or under any law on the establishment of townships or village management boards or communal land is on communal land is in terms of subsection 1 to be declared in terms of subsection 5 deemed to have been declared to be a municipality or town or village, assets used in relation to such township or village management area, and all rights in liabilities and obligations connected with such assets shall vest in the municipal council, town council, or village council of such municipality or town or village, as the case may be, to such extent and as from such date as may be determined by the minister. The registrar then of the deeds shall, in case of any asset referred to in paragraph, consisting of immovable property, which vests by virtue of the provisions of that subsection in a municipal council, town council, or village council upon production to him or her of the deed of such, of any such immovable property, endorse such deed to the effect that the immovable property described therein vests in that municipal council, town council, or village council shall make the necessary entries in his or her registers, and thereupon that deed shall serve and avail for all purposes as a proof of the title of that municipal council, town council, or village council. No transfer, duty, stamp, or duty, or any other fee or charge shall be payable in respect of any endorsement or entry transferred to in paragraph, notwithstanding the declaration of any township or village management area under paragraph to be municipality, town, or village, any provision of any law referred to in that paragraph which relates to any matter which may be determined or prescribed under any provision of this act shall be deemed to have been so determined or prescribed. Anything done under any law referred to in paragraph A in relation to a township or village management area so referred to, which may be done under the corresponding provisions of this act, shall be deemed to have been done in relation to such municipality, town, village, or as a case may be, under the corresponding provision. A proclamation referred to in subsection 1. In case of proclamation declaring an area to be municipal or town, determined subject to the provision of section 6, the number of members out of which municipal or town council such municipality or town shall consist. I must repeat here. In the case of a proclamation declaring an area to be a municipality or a town, determine subject to the provisions of section 6, the number of members out of which the municipal council or town council of such municipality or town shall consist. In the case of the proclamation declaring an area to be a municipality or town, amend or substitute Schedule 1 or Schedule 2 as may be, so as to include such municipality or town and the number of members of the municipality or municipal council or town council referred to in paragraph A. In the case of the proclamation declaring an area to be a village, amend or substitute at Schedule 3 so as to include such village. Determine a date on which an election of members of the municipal council or town council, village council, as the case may be, shall take place, came into operation on the date on which the election referred to in subparagraph 1 takes place, and is from the date fixed in terms of subarticle 5 of article 137 of the Namibian Constitution, every municipal which existed immediately before independence, before the commencement of this act rather, and which is specified in column 2, part 1 of, or 2 of schedule 1, shall be deemed to have been declared to be a municipality, and every town specified in column 2 of schedule 2 shall be determined to have been declared to be a town, and every village specified in column 2 of schedule 3 shall be deemed to have been declared to be a village under subsection 1 in respect of the area in which the boundaries have been determined by the first delimitation commission and established in terms of sub-article 4 of the said article 137 by the president by proclamation 6 of 1992 and the number of members of the municipal council of such municipality specified in column 3 of schedule 1 and of the town council of such town specified in column 3 of schedule 2 shall be deemed to have been determined by the president under section 6. So, then in the subsection 4, subject to the provision of this act, the president may from time to time by proclamation gazette, by way of repeal, amendment, substitution for proclamation issued under subsection 3, alter the declaration made in subsection 1 of that section, alter the boundaries, combine the area of one or two local authorities, so to form one local authority area, increase, decrease the number of membership of the town council or municipal council, include any part of the area of any local authority which is contiguous to the area of any other local authority so as to form part of the area of such last mentioned local authority, alter the name of such local authority, delete the name. So all this section is giving the head of state some powers in terms of what must happen to the local authorities in terms of whether they must continue to exist, they must stop existing, they must merge with others, they must be called which name. There are several procedures to be followed, even whether to increase or to decrease the number of the council membership. So it has to do with the president, with the president, with the president. The affairs in section, the governing bodies of the local authorities, what they would like us to understand. When something is not adding up, obviously we must call, we must call the president, to act. We must call the president to act, if you know what I mean. Okay? Because all these things is clearly stated. The president, is the president doing this, the president doing that, the president doing that. But then the powers and the duties and whatnot, there is what we call the governing bodies of the local authorities. The affairs in section 6, subsection 1A, the affairs of municipalities shall be governed by the municipal council, consisting of such a number of members, not less than 7 and not more than 12 members, as may be determined by the president and specified in the proclamation referred to in section 3. While for the town, shall be governed by the town council, consisting of such a number of members, but not less than 7 and not more than 12 members, as may be determined by the president and specified in the proclamation referred to in section 3, a village shall be governed by a village council consisting of 7 members, who shall, in case of the first elections, the members of the local authority held by virtue of provision 1, article 137, 5 of the Namibian Constitution, of an area established as the area of local authorities before the date of any general elections referred to in paragraph 2, be elected on party lists. In the case of any general elections for such members held after such first election or of any area established as the area of local authorities after the date on which any such general elections have taken place be elected in respect of each ward into which a local authority area has been divided or redivided in terms of Section 5. A municipal council, town council, village council referred to in subsection 1 shall, under its name, be a juristic person. Number 3, for the purpose for any election contemplated in paragraph 1 of subsection 1, each party list shall contain, in case of municipal town council consisting of 10 or fewer members of the village council, at least 2, or in the case of municipal council, a town council consisting 11 or more, at least 3. Names of female persons as candidates in respect of such elections. This is to do with now affirmative action. There must be equity and equality, if you like, that women must also be included. And I keep on saying it, this time around, we must just make it a women's season. Let's have women mayors. We have a woman president. We have all the lady ministers in the key positions, in the key ministries. Let's also just intentionally make sure we have women all over the place in terms of mayorship and the chairpersons of the management committee and so forth and so on. This is not to say we must not vote people on merit. Then qualification of and the date for elections for members of the local authority council. We have now come to our part. And meetings of local authority councils. Subject to provision of Article 17 of 17.2.
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another, or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device...
Right. In Article 17, sub-article 2 of the Namibian Constitution, we are now in part 2 of the Local Authorities Act number 23 of 1992. And in section 7 of such act, it talks about, or it refers us to Article 17, sub-article 2 of the Namibian Constitution. So one must go to Article 17, sub-article 2 of the Namibian Constitution to find out what is in Article 17 of the same sub-article 2. What does it say, Article 17? So we now quickly go to our constitution, because I said if you want to understand these matters, you have always to make sure that you read the law with the constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. And in sub-article 2 of Article 17, which is dealing with political activities, says, every citizen who has reached the age of 18 shall have the right to vote. And who has reached the age of 21 years to be elected to public office unless otherwise provided herein. So in terms of who are the people who should serve as councillors in municipal councils, town councils, village councils, are all Namibians who are eligible voters, but who have attained age of 21. So if you are just 18 or 19 or 20 and you are under 21, in other words, you can vote, you must vote, you should vote, but you cannot become a member of the council, at least for a time being, until you turn 21. Yeah, so when you turn 21, you can also then be considered as a member of the council. So here it's now subject. It now says subject to provision of Article 17, sub-article 2 of the Namibian Constitution, which I have just read. No person shall be qualified to be a member of a local authority unless he or she is qualified to vote. You cannot be a member of the local authority. Listen very carefully, listeners. No one is qualified to be a member of the local authority council unless such a person is qualified to vote and is registered in terms of the laws governing elections of members of the local authority councils as a voter and at an election for members of such local authority council. So a person, in order to be elected as a councillor in the local authority's council, such a person must be, first of all, a voter, must be registered in terms of the laws governing the election of the local authorities. Yeah, and as a voter at the election of for members of such a local authority council. Okay. And then you have subsection 1AB, if he or she is a person contemplated in paragraphs A to D of Article 47 of the Namibian Constitution. Then again, you go to the Namibian Constitution and search for Article 47, and you do A to D to find out the type of persons. Article 47 of the Namibian Constitution will help us to understand the type of people who must be elected to become members of the local authority or councils. But still, A to A, B, C, as we may have seen already with other prohibited people, no person become may become a member of a National Assembly if they have at any time before independence committed, convicted of any offense, or unrehabilitative insolvent, or they are members of the National Council, Regional Council, or Local Authority Council. So if you are going to be a member of the local authority, as we have seen with the regional authority, then you must forget to become a member of the National Assembly. Because if you have to become a member of the National Assembly, you have to cease being a member of the local authorities. And if you have to be a member of the local authorities, you have to cease to be a member of the National Assembly. So this is what it says. And again, notwithstanding in section 2, anything to the contrary contained in law but subject to provision of subsection 3, of any officer or employee of a local authority council may accept nominations candidate for election as a member of the of such local or authority council, but shall, if he or she is elected as such a member, be deemed to have been resigned from the service of such local authority council with effect from the date on which he or she is so elected. And remunerated member of the public service contemplated in paragraph E of Article 47 of the Namibian Constitution, who has been nominated candidate for election of members of local authority council, shall be deemed to be on leave until the date on which such election takes place, as if such leave were granted to him or her in terms of the laws governing the conditions of employment of members of such public service, or any agreement governing conditions of employment of such member, as the case may be. Any person who is in terms of provision of the Namibian Constitution and this section disqualified to be a member of the local authority council, and who, while he or she is so disqualified, and knowing or having a reasonable ground for knowing that he or she is disqualified, sits as a member of the local authority council, shall be liable to a penalty of 500 for each day on which he or she or sits, also sits, which may be recovered by such a local authority council by action in any competent court for the benefit of the funds of such local authority. So, section 7 deals with the nature of the composition, the qualification, not the composition, but the qualification of people who compose the town council or municipal council or the village council, and how things must be done, especially when you have to attend meetings and so forth and so on. Then the date for the election of members of the local authority council is in section 8. After the election of the first local authority council by virtue of the provision of Article 137(5) of the Namibian Constitution, the general election in terms of the laws governing election of members of the local authority council shall be held on the date not later than 5 years, as from the date on which such election for the first local authority councils have been held, determined by president by proclamation gazette, and thereafter at intervals not exceeding 5 years on a date to be also determined. The periods of office of the members of the local authority, members of the local authority council shall subject to the provision of section 13 hold office as such members from the date on which he or she is elected as such a member until the date immediately before the date on which the next election under section 8 is held in respect of that local authority council subsequent to his or her election as a member of the local authority council. And every member of the local authority council shall, before assuming his office duties, make and subscribe before the magistrate referred to in section 12, or if any member assumes his or her duties after chairperson has been elected, the chairperson of the local authority council, an oath in the following form. There is a oath taking by magistrate just after election, but if the person is elected later when the chairperson was already elected, then it is the chairperson who must administer the oath, which says, I so and so do hereby swear and solemnly and sincerely promise to be faithful to the Republic of Namibia, to uphold and defend the Namibian Constitution and the laws of the Republic of Namibia, and to perform my duties as a member of the local authority council of this town council or this municipality diligently, honestly, fairly, and to the best of my ability. And they always say, so help me God. As a member, and a member of the local authority council may, in lieu of an oath, make a subscribe to solemn affirmation in corresponding form. The oaths are always for people who regard themselves as Christians, while affirmations are necessary for people who do not want to swear to God, but only to affirm, maybe to the Constitution or to whoever is in charge, that they will do nothing but the best for the country. And then Section 11 deals with local authority shall elect in the manner provided in Section 12 from amongst its members, in case of a municipal council or a town council, one person as a mayor and another person as a deputy mayor of the municipality or a town council, a town in question. So when the political parties give you the names of the candidates,
when elections are done, then each of the elected people will go to their town council chambers and among themselves must vote among themselves a person who may be a mayor and another may be a deputy mayor. And then they must also elect one person to act as chairperson and a person to act as a vice chairperson of the municipal council, town council in question, who may in each case be such a mayor or deputy mayor. So in the case of the village council, one person is chairperson and another person is vice chairperson of the village council. The election of a mayor and a deputy mayor, chairperson and vice chairperson of a local authority council shall be held. And in the case of the first such election, after general election of members of the local authority council, or first elections for members of the new local authority council, at the first meeting of such local authority council, held after such general elections, or such first elections, before it proceeds to the dispatch of any other business. And in the case where the office of the mayor, or the deputy mayor, or the chairperson, or the vice chairperson becomes vacant before the expiration of his period of the office by reason of the death of such a mayor or deputy mayor or chairperson, deputy chairperson, or the vacation by him or her of his or her office for any other reason on a date not later than the first meeting of such local authority council after the office shall become vacant. In a case of expiration of the period of office, of the mayor, deputy mayor, chairperson, deputy chairperson of the local authority council elected in the election held in terms of paragraph A or B on a date within a period of 30 days before the date on which the period of office of the mayor, deputy mayor, chairperson or vice chairperson of the local authority council so elected expires. So when a mayor
or a chairperson of the local authority council is absent, is unable to exercise and perform his or her powers, duties, and functions such as mayor or chairperson, deputy mayor or vice chairperson shall act as a mayor or chairperson as the case may be during the absence or incapacity of such a mayor or chairperson. And if both such a mayor, deputy or deputy mayor or chairperson and shall act as a mayor or chairperson as the case may exercise, perform the powers, duties and the functions of mayor of a chairperson, the local authority council may elect any other member to act as a mayor or chairperson as a case may be during such absence or incapacity. Subject to the provision of the paragraph of this subsection, the mayor, the deputy mayor, the chairperson and vice chairperson of a local authority council shall hold the office for a period of 1 year in the case of a mayor or a deputy mayor or a chairperson or vice chairperson elected in the election held in terms of paragraph B of subsection 2 for the unexplained portion of the period of the office for which his or a predecessor has been elected but shall be eligible for re-election. The mayor and the deputy mayor, chairperson and vice chairperson shall vacate his or her office if he ceases to be a member of the local authority council, and if the local authority council resolved by the majority for all its members that it has no confidence in such a mayor or deputy mayor, chairperson or vice chairperson, and may resign his or her office by writing under his or her hand, addressed and delivered to the chief executive officer. The manner of election for mayors and deputy mayors of municipality or town council chairpersons of the town councils is also laid in section 12 of the Local Authorities Act number 23 of 1992. How to elect a mayor, how to elect a deputy mayor, how to elect a chairperson. But we are not talking about election of council portfolios. We are here discussing the council, electing of councils, regional and the local authorities, elections that are slated where all the political parties or associations will give, or independent candidates will give their names, and then we vote as a nation. But when each of these people are elected, then we go to our respective towns, respective municipalities, respective villages, and constitute such meetings, follow the procedures as laid down, and then select among yourselves who must be the mayor, who must be the deputy mayor, who must be the chairperson, who must be the deputy chairperson. All those things are stipulated right in subsection 12, I think, Local Authority Act number 23 of 1992. I keep talking about Electoral Act because I want to go to Electoral Act already. But before we go to Electoral Act, let us understand. We understand now the work, the nature, the functions of the regional councils. Now we are introducing ourselves to the local authority councils or local councils, if you like. So in terms of the vacations and so forth and so on, all those things are so indicated in meetings, remunerations, everything is mentioned in this act. The management committees are also stipulated in this act, just as these things are stipulated in the regional councils. And therefore, you have also the chief executive officers and the other officers or employees of the local authorities. Now you have the council, but the council must also employ the council must also employ people such as the CEOs or other officers or simply other employees who are recruited for the work, for the operation of the local councils. The local councils. So that being said, I will not dwell so much on the CEO for now. I will also just highlight that in part 5, the powers and the functions and the rights and obligations of the local authority councils. When you are voting for the local authority council, it means you are delegating certain powers to these people. In section 30, subject to provision of subsection 2 and 3, a local authority council shall have the power. 1. Subject to the provisions of part 4 to supply water to the residents in its area for household, business, and industrial purposes. Please underline, voting for these people, you are delegating your powers and you are telling them that please go out there and one, supply water to the residents in its area for household purposes, for business purposes, for industrial purposes. Make sure the community has water. Subject to provision of part 7, to provide and maintain and carry on a system of sewerage and the drainage for the benefits of the residents in its area. In its area. To provide, to maintain, and carry on services to such residents for the removal, destruction, disposal of the night soil, rubbish, slop water, garden, stable, litter, derelict vehicles, carcasses of dead animals, and all other kinds of refuse or otherwise offensive or unhealthy matter. When you vote for these people in your towns, in your villages, in your municipal areas, you are saying these people are going to maintain, first of all, provide the water to all people. Number 2, deal with the sewerage. Number 3, keeping our towns clean of any unhealthy thing. Anything that is offensive to the health of the people in that particular town, it is those people who have the supervision over these matters. When I go around our towns, not just here in Windhoek, I go to different towns in Namibia. And each of those towns, each of those municipals, each of those councils have their councils in place. But what is wrong when our towns are looking unhealthy, especially in the informal settlement? When are we going to formalize those informal settlements and improve the hygiene? Educate our people to take care of any property, okay, that may be availed for them. subject to provision of part IX, to construct and maintain street public places. Can you see? To subject to part X, that's now 10. And the electric power proclamation, 1922, proclamation from 1922 to supply electricity or gas to the residents in this area. And to establish or carry on and maintain sand, clay, stone, gravel quarries, works for the manufacture, bricks and tiles, to dispose of sand, day, clay, stone, gravel, bricks, and the tiles exploited or manufactured from such quarries. Such, subject to such provisions of X1, to establish, carry on and maintain public transport service, and subject the provision of part X to X11 to establish with the prior approval of the minister and in accordance with such conditions as may be determined by him or her housing scheme, whether by itself or in conjunction with any other person, and to establish and carry on and maintain markets and for the purpose of construct to let market houses, auction, or sale rooms, stalls, warehouses, and other buildings for the sale or storage of goods at such market, to establish, carry on, and maintain abattoirs, aerodromes, ambulance services, bands and orchestras, dipping tanks, fire brigades, museums, ponds, nurseries, to construct and maintain building or depots for the reception or storage of perishable or goods, to establish and maintain parking garages, to designate areas for the parking of vehicles, and to beautify and secure the neatness of its area, including the planting and the trimming and removal of trees, to establish and maintain any building or structure for any community requirement, to allocate bursaries and grant loans for educational purposes, and to confer honors upon any person who has, in the opinion of the local authority council, rendered meritorious service to its residents, and the power referred to in paragraph A, B, or C of subsection 1 shall be exercised by local authority council, and the paragraph D of that subsection shall be exercised by municipal council or a town council in respect of the approved township situated within its area, a power referred to in paragraph, and all other things, including the role of the minister, is right there in section, so referred 31, 32, 33, those sections. Including now the supply of water is also indicated separately. That is the work of those town councils. There must be water. People must not starve. Sewerage and drainage is also indicated separately. And you also have the cemeteries. These are all things that we are voting these people for. And then we have also what we call public transport services, Then we have housing schemes. These are all activities to be under the care of the town councils. And you have then what we call valuation of rateable properties in local authority areas and so forth and so on. So or also you have the rates of the rateable property, and then you have some more part. We are talking of alternating rating for town councils and village councils. They are also indicated there. And then you also have what we call, what is this? Which we call, okay, let me just make sure that I'm at the right place. In terms of ambulances, in terms of safety, in terms of making sure that the community is safe and the local services are available in that particular order. Then you have the schedule. You have the schedule which talks about municipality, and then the number of members of the municipal council. You have the municipalities in the municipalities where Swakopmund, part one, and Windhoek. Yeah, Swakopmund, by the time of this law, it was 7 seats. Windhoek was 12 seats. Kobabis is 7. Grootfontein 7, Karibib 7, Karasberg 7, Kitmanshop 7, Mariental 7, Okanja 7, Omaruru 7, Otavi 7, Oshiwarongo 7, Osho 7, Sumeb 7, Usago Sumeb, I mean Usago 7, Hentisbai 7, Ludret 7, Okakarara 7, Ondangwa 7, Ongodiwa 7, Opo 7, Oshagati 7, Rehoboth 7. And then we have what we call those are town councils, okay? Municipals are the other ones I read, that Swakopmund up to Usakos, and then you have the towns, which was now hence by Ludret, Okakara, Ndangwa, Ngwediva, Opo Town, and so on. And then you have now Okahao, you have Utapi, you have Helaona, Fidi, and all this. These are the first ones that were promulgated many, many years ago. But obviously, as I said, there is amendment to this law. And you have village councils also all over the space, and they were under many, many proclamations according to the natives, native proclamations and so forth. And so on. So this law is amended, and I advise those of you who can read to find the relevant updated law and update yourself with what's happening when it comes to the local councils, because you are also a member of a particular local council. So we are going to the marketplace first, and then we will now pick up the other areas.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utete opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. okukwetera oipindi kono konda doi inawa. Nune uto, otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi dayo loka. Okwene ushendife nawa, nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile konderewa, vera hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu matatu, omafelane Eagle FM, the eye.
The Voters Education Program is proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.
Right. Our number in studio, for those of you who may want to call in, I'm not so sure if we can receive calls, but if you are trying to call, it's 083-288-401. 083-288-401. If we are really in air by radio waves, please call in the program and then let me hear your views. I just hope we are in the air by radio waves. Now, okwendulula kwa location akwetu kucha otwatarere nyoshi ku mungu shoma kogororo gomarero gilando yetu ilando ohaithanwa omarero gomahala gomarukarwa omarero gomahala gomarukarwa ngashi negatoporwa mikando mbyono okuna mbono taitha no municipality, okuna mbono taitha no town councilor, okuna mbono taitha na o village council. Okay? Aehe mbono o taarelwa pampango o milongo mbali nandatu ya o vili mumathiru ngoi o milongo omgoi nambali. Mota mwadhika o vetanjo. Mpiono tayo uthane kucha, otapu karo malelo, o gopa ito porwa, ngashi nana uno malelo gito porwa pangero. Ngashi nana uno malelo gito porwa pangero. Ito porwa pangero etu, otuni ito porwa pangero iyo mlongo ni ine, nomi ito porwa ne mono, omoneta mwadhika omarero ngono nenge o kansela mbono hakuti o kansela ikanjo hogororo. Yo kansela ne ikanjo hogororo oyo ne yatunga po o elero yoshitopo rasho. Chiko lelera ngane kucha omuna o kansela yangapi. Omuhamuzi mbono tahikerero yomtumba umtiyari wopashiwana. Omomono muna ngono takarumina sipundi wo kansela oyo tunjono. Ya, yui hakara ni mo parlamente, okay? Yui hakara ni mo parlamente. Shone antu ne mbono, oyo ne ya wederwa ne kucha kakereka mbono edi ne mo regional councilor, otapu kalishe ya mwe mbono edi mo marido gomarukarwa. Obetane njono, yo milongo mgo inambali ya gazete mkwa mo milongo ntatunali mwiga aguste ombe yobili mmathina mgo milongo mgo inambali nga shia tame koku ya milonga oyali ya yapo no ya amendi mkwa ano ya rundururwa koma rundururo ogenji sigo omomayo vigali nandatu anto ta rundurura ove tanjo. Natashi vulikane ngashi papo pinga wakucha kekuliro jove tanjo no okunane omadhina gira ndombyo no ya tothwa mokucha panota pukara oshirando hashithanma o municipality. Shongero waine kerundururo shove tarundururwa otwa adhakone takuchae oswa kopo novenduka nombae mdono o municipality doshi toporwa shotango. Yosu wakopo takara na aledi yerero, yeri ya heali, omba yote ikara na anto mlongo, ove nduko te ikare na antwa mlongo na yati. Takurandula natango omuni oya kwao, ye na aranto ya khiali nga shoko babisa, o Hurwat Fontaine o Shanda, o Karibibi, o Krasbege, o Kate Manshopa, o Marinta, o Kahanja, no Maruru, o Tavi, no Shwarongo, o Ucho, no Sumi Banu Sakos. Aihembo no haithanwa e municipal. O mange taunu, o dondono, dhalu kiruangasho, o arande sane mbono, wukane pebi ne mpono, nga shinda popia kucho. Kwa webi ni mwenji nga shoko ambo, ya kwa kagwezo kahao, kwa kagwezo o utapi, o helao na fidi, kwa kunango o village council nga shoko ngo, no sandi, no ya kwa onga ya ya mwena tango ya wedwa mwerandula thanongamo. Ano tashiti, obeto hayu harangata ilundururwa, otashi karangano shana wa, ngele ontu toresha ukare ushinga kucha, obeta oyuka peni. Ya, ndesho ya lundururwa unene, otaya adhiku unene kepanja, njono jo Legal Assistance Center, okongu unene toadha, obeta konima yelundururu. Ya kokoveta to okongo nene to ada oveta konima yelundururo kucha oveta ngashinge yi o yafika mapo mumlando wa changini ya hono tezipone ngaendi erithene kucha kakelene kokukaratu no maledo gopaito porwa otuna ne kukara tahogorora ntumbo ngashi ngata hogorore ni o ijo yo mtumba go pashiwana oshongata tuhogorore ni tashiti omalero gito porwa etu yo marukanwa mo mahara mono turi ya ngo mulimo mubenduka ningo mulimo swakopo ningo mulimo mpae omulimo shimashi sane municipality na tuhe mbono tuagweza koka hancha no kietman sopu no hobabe sasi woshi warongwa ehembo. Ehembo no muni ngambo. Edi na jawa hakuti ngambo ni muni ijwa iheari. Ya mbo una no doro pa keke kumu ngangu uli mo momi kunda ngamo. O uli ne moshi imashi thanu village council. Vili jo ngo doro pa so te shiche njane kucha kwa doro pa kwa fako taunu. Koko. Koko senda hwa kurandi finim. O village o village ara. Hono kuna antunga ho. Ko village ho. Atuti no shirando ilando ko mikunda. O shirando mkunda. Shonde shitoro kanga ho. Shirando mkunda. Ya. Antune mbono tatu kia hogorore ni kekegumu ito hogorore meharajo emu hosi. Nga asinga tatu kia hogororo kansera. Uno kuhogorore rada, moshi kanjo hogororo, mono ngoe uri omkalimu. Ngele ngeo uri moshi kanjo hogororo sa windu kuwest. Momo winyo rithira, uno kuhogorore rada, kansera moshi kanjo hogororo sa windu kuwest. Ino kuthoka karata koe, eto iko moshi kanjo hogororo sa windu ku east, ito kata ambuako. Hogorore rangampa uri. Ngwe ngero hozi ne move nduka. Ngo hozi ne move nduka. Nengo hozi mo swakopo, nengo hozi mo mbae, nengo hozi mo hobambisa, nengo keke ngamba hozi. Natango, okakarata kweko mahogororo kuuli kwa lera kucha, uuli moshikanjo hogororo shin. Uuli moshikanjo hogororo shin. Momoshikanjo hogororo mono, omone, to hogorore, amini, uri moshirando shini, moshirando monomone to hogorore. Pi nyori, shanyorwa nade pomba dampe, kucha, oshikanjo hogororo, o local authority kucha uri moshirando shini. O mongato hogorore mo, mongato hogorore mo, ito ka hogorore nande, kiirando imwe iri, ngwe hako hozi. Tuno kuhogorore nyara, pono, 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 hatuzi, zoene. Ilandula thano shone, edi dinengao. Nizemo shote kakukurota kuchara, o kansera doma vinanga no gaganjwa kongundu ya a ungundu ya awa ya monomoma wigethike mpa no onge note imonomu ipundi ifike mpa nengo shipundi shimwe nengi yadi nenge ngini ya ungundu mpa wea ya randu lako uya monomongei ungundu mpa o uya monomongei kumota mono aledi ediakiyati taka kutumbani aledi mbono ni haka kutumba mochemba yao takulandu rumlandu ngono watu rapo moveto yonganjo no yomo oveto yonganjo no yomo milongo mgo ina yomo milongo mgo ina na mbali moka oyongata yuthana tango kucha antunga asinge hii o na hogorore mea yona hogorore o deputy mea yona hogorore mnashipundi welero ya welero yendizo yoshirando shono nompevi nashipundi welero natango okuendita oshirando shono elando la thano shoja changao oshonga hashende ngao takulandu lalo mlandu nawa nao ya so tamono measho o mea nembono paveta ohayu haranga ta hogorora shashiko ni mayo mvula o town council ningo municipal council njono oteika kutumbana tango ete itaramo katika okucha tuhogorore ni mea gumo mpenenge tuhogorore ni mea shotashiti ngao tuhogorore ni mea otashiti ngero muna nare meyango no aninga konvura nepeifo tamuhogorora tamvuro kuhogorora mtu gumwiri tamvuro kushuna koshipundi meya arango shashita tuvuro tuche tuhogorora ni gumompe kashisho kuhogorora mtu mpe kuhogorora ameya tuhogorora nyo nashipundi ita tuhogorora nashipundi gumompe kuhogorora ramtungu ngero mwatu lakono ntompe, oshana wa. Oshoki hakuti wakucha, ngero waliko nale itovuru wakushu nako. Ihashi aluru wangao, mumlandu mnemo no, omone etu linemo. Kucha, eho gororo, patega meneni, ojone njono, joku hogorora. O kansera ikanjo hogororo, no kansera wama erogo marukaro. O kansela wama erogi kajo hukoro pe hapo pia nare kucho ino shinaku gani fashashike. Neno tani nge faromo. O kansela wama erogi o ino shigwani fashashike. Umarero nganu nge nganu ara getu nga. Gome mikundu. O ino shinaku gani fashashike ano. O shapopi wama. Kucho. O kugwani thapo mea. O kugwani thapo mea mo mea kucho go kulongi thamo magumbo. Nengo gomo ngeshefa, nengo gomo fabrika, gomo mahanga nungo no maneni. Okuopare kiirando, okutungo matungo, kugwani thapo o transporta, okutungo njira, okutungo strata, okugwani thapo o safety ya kwashiwana na kalimo mbono edi mirando ya changao. Ngero otatu kakogorore ni antumbo, otatu ti, tate numba na memengade omukhara ponga otahara mukakare tamtupomea hui tantanja kanekere komea na mbono tantambo shina kugwanifa shono alikan otantambo shina kugwanifa shoko kwatha kwa shiwana shivulife sho anto enji ya khara mo mpito da changao ndo ya khara eki ulika ike ukukata monika na wako mekwe ya fanga eriko mekwe ya fango yota asimane kwa. Kashinasha nesimane kujo pantu unene. Oshinasha noku ya kula a kwa siwa na a Namibia. Mpumbwe dao nga ashita ya adhika moma karamono neta mrongere. Ondine kere winjono ojaera. Shosho tani gine uiwi kebjono ya ziko tatukunda thaneni. Kucho tuke ni mamakogororo tega papi kucho shike, uhagakaru angini, uhagaru ngongini, paifo tatu kambadara, tukiririte kucha, o mwemarero, umanto oyedi motalongo ngini noshi nakuwa nifashawo oshashike ya okuzane mpono otuli nale mosiso na nokuli yo electro commissioner eli nale mirando no momikunda taningo maronge kido gambono makanisa ukarata wenu omahogororo gambono po mwa dengo mvulo mnongo na ketatu mwapu mbo kuinyolisa mukinyolise mukakusa mbinga mihogororo okoeri nare kikanjoho koeri nare kikanjoho onke na kwa shigwa na horike indeni mukinyolise eta mhogororo kansera yeni mba mwakara shivurise sho tamtinga ite hogorora ya kwetungero toti tohogorora nga otoke ngelela shirongo shoye otine kerweni keko tampango yetu kucha wote tuno kuhogororeni wote tuno kuganja elelo kantu mbono yeri tashiti yena nombumbu okulera iwa na etu ngae tandigunu nga mbono mwapu mbo kuhogororwa kucha ngero uno mbono nonga na hitatu sigo mirongo mbali ino zengo mirongo mbali na imwe ito vuro kukuso mbinga uninge o kansera. Toko golo na ashiko puo. Ngero wazapo mino mbali na imwe ukapo mbada neno to vuro kukukororo. Ashike ote gunu no kukunkirira. Oshiwa na shetu meyo nuko mono shiye adhakucha. Otuaturu unene simano komeho gea kuro ya kwa shiwana. Champa ike wa kukororo. Mbo wiwe tara wafongwa ike ulipo. Na tutaka miseni nga einene peko jachangao. Oshoka oktadi ke telera nga epunduko sipurimwe. Unene okukala kuno matedogi kwaponawa. Nomu uyu ni munu omariko omawinai. Antu tatido mariko. Tatido mariko. Yuka mpape neliko. Opu. Opu ayukampo. Pape neliko. Opu ayukampo. Papene liku, upuwa yu kampo, tutaka miseni. Kucho shina kukwa nifasho kukara mea yondoropa. Shina kukwa nifasho kukara mpevi wa mea. O shina kukwa nifasho kukara nashipundi. Ono mpevi nashipundi. Ni joe lero alikejo shirando shono. Otunenyo wala o shina kukwa nifashe tu. Shimwe, okuya kulea kwa shiwana. Mini mangashi ya popiwa. Shosho no wete kucha. Inatutu liruwa po kucha, ontu nakara pitondo doyontumba, nengeno degree ya chaacha, otoshi tare lara kiiro ngambyono ya pumbo kulongo, otapumbo anto, yeno nseo, ngeta siyata siti, co-management yi lando, town management, municipal management, municipal administration, and village council administration, and so on. Antu mbono na kare nonseo mironga ya changao. Na kare nonseo mironga ya changao. Ya tatu kukurore ninga antu mbatu sikucha. Antu mbono nando takupopi wanga architecture. Nenge takutongo quantity surveying. Nenge takutongo feasibility study. Okuvi tekonga. Shivurithara antu ya mweta. Ta, ha matu kaike, shasho yuvi tosho onto mea, o kwa kala kuya kukuni ngo mea. Kapenu udhigu, kakunontu taburo kukerero nto kuni ngo mea mwana mibia, kakereka kwa shigwa nangelina ya kukogorora. O uno kukala ike, we tulamo miironga, ushikucha elandula thano je kutulamo shina kukwa ntamono, olini. Onke no shikando shino akwetu, no moshikando tashia, otatu kakunda thane nini kombinga yo veta wa makogororo kucho otaiti ngini koshi ni mashina shano marero gitoporo. Osho wo omkarongo notuno kukwinyo liseni, omkarongo notuno kukakogororeni, omkarongo notuno kukongo kandidate the local authorities. Ya, oeno kukaraeno nseyo ifike pen. Ya, we will be talking about these matters. Otatu kaka mbadale nitu popye kuchayo kansela na akarenga ayo nseyo mwishi imamuno, na akarenga ayo nseyo mpano, na akarenga ayo nseyo mpano, nampano, nampano, nampano. Onduete kuchangiko nduvi tike moka timbohano, na otatu kareni mewi ewa nawa, sigo umoshika ndotashirandula, tunakwa rominute dirimbali, nduete kucha etimbojetu ojafika nanga ano kuya pehuliru. Ike mangina tumana pone mpono ndaini ndahara ne kucha, o eishangifo ya hugorodi, otatu kedi popsa mopati tu, tatu yendurula, kucha antota inyo zisangini. Erongo, nosone eningo yoma hugororo, gogene gene kucha otatu ningini. Se tatu kapopsa ne moshi wedera ostitano, ya moshi wedera ostitano, o munune no requirements, for the nomination as candidates for the local authority council elections, submission of political parties and organization list, publication of political party and organization list, candidate duly nominated to be declared, and so on and so on. Otatu katala ne mpono, opu onotatu ka po general provision, osu opo voting at the polling station, tatuka anepo determination of the poll, announcement of the result ya unene opotatu kakaratu athika mampono no kuzampono ngika onduete kucha otwa kutha kushinjinga angao pakutha kushinjinga angao kombinga yironga ye 20 ongashi ongashi ahogorod. Paife umurethi mbongyo no jetu sigipo tuna kwa aro sekonde don tumba. I would like to sign off in the next week we will be talking so much about the provision of the Electoral Act, especially when it comes to the local authorities elections. We have seen what constitution is saying. We have seen what the Act of Parliament is saying in respect of regional councils and in respect of the local authority council. Now we will go to the Electoral Act itself. Then thereafter, we will be talking about what are the requirements? What is it that a person, what are the skills, what are the experiences a person must possess in order to administer, to manage the affairs of the local authorities. With that being said, allow me to call it a day, and I will see you next week. I am Lucas Kaluapa Katenda. Sigo Moshikando Tashirandura. Thank you, Nende.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Impact just got even better. we have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito da njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.